AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump is backing off plans for a surge of federal agents into San Francisco. He says he's spoken to friends about it.
They said, we're working really, really hard with the mayor, and we're making progress. Would it be possible for you to hold off the surge? And I had four or five calls, and I think they're making progress of their own. That would be the greatest.
It Donahue has more.
The president also spoke to the mayor of San Francisco, Daniel Lurie, and said he will be watching. The announcement comes as protesters gathered outside a Coast Guard station near San Francisco.
San Francisco is on the rise.
Mayor Lurie says he welcomes the continued partnership with the federal government to get drugs off the street.
But having the military and militarized immigration enforcement in our city will hinder our recovery.
Governor Gavin Newsom's office said on X, President Trump has finally, for once, listened to reason. The Bay Area is a shining example of what makes California so special. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The Trump administration's finalized a plan to open the coastal plain of Alaska's Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to oil and gas drilling. Portland Trailblazers coach Chauncey Billups and Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier arrested along with more than 30 other people in a federal takedown of two illegal gambling operations. They allegedly included leaked inside information about NBA players and rigged mafia-backed poker games. Lisa Dwyer on Americans' views on legal sports betting.
A recent Pew Research Center poll found about 43% of U.S. adults say that the fact that sports betting is now legal in much of the country is a bad thing for society and for sports. That's up from 34% in July 2022. Betting scandals have multiplied since the Supreme Court struck down a federal law that barred sports betting in most states. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. The maritime rescue of a stranded family.
Mayday, mayday, mayday.
Coast Guard audio captured the distress of a family rescued from an island near Woods Hole, Massachusetts this week after their 30-foot boat caught fire and sank.
Mayday, our ship went down in Tarpaulin Cove. Our ship burned while we were sleeping and we barely escaped.
Tyler Sullivan and his parents set out from Falmouth and anchored off Nishan Island north of Martha's Vineyard over the weekend. A relative contacted authorities when they failed to return Tuesday night, prompting a multi-agency search.
Coast Guard sees report of the overdue vessel, third wave.
The family spent two nights in an empty building near the historic Tarpaulin Lighthouse before Sullivan was able to call for help Wednesday morning. That's when his family's marine radio washed ashore. They were rescued by helicopter and flown to an area hospital to be treated for burns. Audio courtesy, the Coast Guard and Broadcastify. I'm Jennifer King.
There are more stories at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.